Recorded Books presents The Rebel King by Gina L. Maxwell. Narrated by J.F. Harding and Kelsey Navarro. Chapter 1. Tiernan. Power is as ruinous as it is advantageous. To reap the rewards, you need to be willing to risk the dangers. And that's only one of the many reasons why I never desired to have more power than I was born with, not the least of which is the ancient adage made famous by Spider-Man's wise uncle. I'd like to pass on all that great responsibility shit, thank you very much. And yet, barring a very unlikely miracle, I'm going to be the next ruler of the Dark Fae, the fucking Night Court King, whether I want it or not. I was given 6 months before C-Day, what I've taken to calling my impending coronation, and already half of it is gone. 3 months. That's all I have left. I've never been so acutely aware of time passing. It's like there's a clock in the back of my skull, ticking away the seconds, each one pushing me closer to the day I'll be thrust into a position I've never wanted and was never meant to have. My brother Caden was born to rule. Quite literally, as he's the eldest. But it was never merely a sense of duty for him. Caden aspired to follow in our father's footsteps. He was often referred to as the King's Shadow, always taking his training seriously and learning everything he could on how to be a good ruler when it was his time. When our father died, Caden was only 152 years old, the youngest to rule in the history of the Fae by several centuries. But all that dedication and diligence paid off, because Caden made a great king. Finian, my younger brother, would no doubt rise to the occasion too, even though they'd never consider him viable at only 116 years old. But he's fiercely loyal and immeasurably brave. If he were needed to step up, he wouldn't hesitate. He'd rule with confidence, trusting in his deep-seated love for our people and the guidance of the crown's advisors. And he would succeed in that, the same as he does with everything else. But then there's me. The one the people dubbed the Rebel Prince before I was 2 decades old. I'm cut from a different cloth entirely. No matter what you call it, an aversion to responsibility, middle child syndrome, a defiant nature, or a perpetual party boy nature, the fact remains that I'm the Varen brother least suited to wear the king's crown. Figuratively speaking, of course. Literally speaking, I'd fucking smash that look. No question.
Checkmate.
Yanked back from my distracted thoughts, I refocus on the blue and black checkered board sitting in the middle of the cherrywood dining table. Sure enough, my opponent's queen made of frosted glass is standing, victoriously in the first row. I glance up at the old man sitting across from me and give him a smile I hope isn't as half-assed as it feels. Good game, my friend. Robert scoffs, causing his silver beard to twitch where it rests on his chest.
That was a shit game, and you know it. My great-granddaughter could have beaten you.
Since Robert brags about her only every time I visit, I know that 9-year-old Haley is already a regional chess champion at her school. Grinning, I start to swap the pieces we'd collected during the game. Not much of an insult, old-timer. Haley's a great player. He leans in, arching a bushy gray brow.
I meant Alexa.
My grin dies. Alexa is only 2 years old, and a bit of a terror from what I hear. If you handed her a chess piece, she'd probably giggle and chuck it at your head. I clutch at my chest dramatically. Now that's just hurtful. He grunts in response while scrutinizing me. You'd think he had laser vision for as hard as he's staring. But he's right. A novice could kick my ass today for as shitty as I'm playing. I haven't lost consecutively this many times since my novice days, when Robert started teaching me shortly after we met. It was frustrating as hell in the beginning. I'm a self-admitted sore loser, and he never went easy on me. But it wasn't long before I fell in love with the game. I've never been known for the kind of precision focus my brothers have. It's a trait they've used to become grossly successful in business, Caden, and a master of every fighting style known to man and fae kind, Finian. I, on the other hand, find it
Sample complete. Ready to continue?